Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted from Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam. This hadith is about the virtue of the land of Karbala. As you know, we are in the blessed month of Muharram. And the month of Muharram, as you know, is the month in which Imam Hussein alayhi salam and his faithful companions and some of his esteemed family members were martyred on the plains of Karbala in a battle with the army of the tyrant Yazid, who usurped the caliphate for himself. And, you know, as you know, the story goes that Imam Hussein alayhi salam, he opposed, this usurpation. And because of that, this led to his martyrdom on the plains of Karbala on the day of Ashura. Everything associated with Imam Hussein is virtuous, including the land in which he is buried. Obviously, in and of itself, essentially, the land itself is not virtuous, but it's because of the person and the people who were buried there that this land becomes noble and honorable and virtuous. And we see this reflected in this beautiful hadith which has been transmitted from Imam Sajjad alayhi salam. Imam Sajjad alayhi salam has been narrated as having said the following, that on the day of resurrection, on the day of judgment, the land of Karbala will begin to shine and glow like a pearl. Right? It will become luminous and begin to glow like a pearl. At this time, it will speak by the power of God. And it will say the following. As you know, on the day of resurrection, you know, even things that we believe are inanimate, we believe they're inanimate, but in reality, they're animate, and they have knowledge, and they understand, and they see, and they will testify for us or against us on the day of resurrection. The only thing is that on that day, this will become, this awareness that things have, that we believe are inanimate, this awareness that they have will become apparent for us, and we will realize that they were always animate and they were always living. And this hadith indicates one of these cases where the land of Karbala, it will begin to speak and will say, I am the sacred land of God. I am the holy land of God. I am the pure and blessed land in which the doyen of the martyrs, the leader of the martyrs, and the chief of the youth of paradise is buried. This which alludes to two of the designations and virtues of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, the fact that he is the leader of the martyrs, and which is one of the sole designation and virtue of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, and also the fact that he is the chief of the youth of paradise, which is a virtue that he shares with his noble brother Imam Hassan alayhi salam. And also this is also one of the virtues of and the land of Karbala. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the virtues of the land of Karbala and also the virtues of the leader of the martyrs and chief of the youth of paradise, Imam Hussein alayhi salam, in the words of his son, Imam Sajjad alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammadin. محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.